سبحان الله.
Tango is fasting. Keep up the good work and may Allah bless you. Today he's going to learn from his uncle, Old Saffron, about the things which break or invalidate the fast.
Uncle Saffron, if I fart, does that break my fast?
Eh, no, my dear boy, you're thinking of wudu. If you pass wind, your wudu breaks and becomes invalid, not your fast.
Oh, so farting doesn't break your fast?
No, you can fart all you want.
Phew.
There are generally some things which break the fast, like eating or drinking.
Oh, I knew that one. Everyone knows that.
If anybody intentionally eats or drinks, that is haram and their fast is invalid. Another thing which breaks the fast is telling lies about Allah or His Messenger.
That's ridiculous. Who'd you hear that from?
Whatever. The Holy Prophet said so.
You're a stinking liar, and now your fast is broken.
Another thing which breaks the fast is immersing the entire head underwater.
Time for a swim.
Oh no, my fast is broken.
Another thing which breaks the fast is deliberate inhalation of smoke or dust.
Why would anybody do that?
I don't know. There are some weird people out there.
It smells good. My fast is broken.
There are some other things which break the fast too. But you are too young to know about them, Tango.
Like what?
Just some things that adults do.
Oh, like driving?
Eh, no. Although it is kind of like driving.
What is it?
You won't understand, Tango. Things like intimate relations and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, I really need to get married. Oh, what? Oh! No, my fast is broken.
Anyway, another thing which breaks the fast is taking injections whereby nourishing liquids reach the stomach.
No, my fast is broken.
Another thing which breaks the fast is intentionally passing an object through the throat or any other natural opening.
Natural opening?
Yes, like the ears or the nose or any other natural opening.
Natural opening. Natural opening. Oh.
No, my fast is broken.
Another thing which breaks the fast is traveling.
Oh no, I traveled to get here. I traveled, my fast is broken.
No. It means if you travel more than 8 farsakh, which is about 27 and a half miles, then your fast is broken. And there are some other rulings that would apply here too. You need to ask your marja. You have only traveled a few meters, Tango, in the same city. You are still in the state of fasting.
Phew! That's great.
Another thing which breaks the fast is intentionally...
Why would anybody do that?
I don't know. Tango, do you have a shield?
A shield?
To protect yourself.
Um,
well, Imam Sadiq has said that fasting is a shield. That is, it is a covering against the calamities of this world and a protective barrier against the punishment of the hereafter. So, what have we learned today, Tango?
That farting doesn't break the fast. Thank you, Uncle Saffron.
Baba Wai, I studied for 10 years so that I could teach people it's okay to fart. Baba Wai.
On the contrary, old Saffron. Today we have learned far more than that. We have learned that fasting is not only about refraining from food and water, but other things too, and that fasting is a shield which protects our mind, body, and soul.